Samachayim Beis, beginning of the Pirik. Eilu Dvarim Bepesel, Dochinus HaShabbos. These are the parts of the carbon that are Docha Shabbos. Shchitaso, the Shchita, Uzrikas Damo, and Tosa says that Zrikas Adam is not a Malacha. It mentions Shchita, so it mentions Zrika also. Tosus in Nozir says that Zrika would be Asur Midrabanan if it wasn't Docha Shabbos, because like taking off Trumas and Maestras, it's Masakin. You're fixing something up. Looks like Tikkun. Others say that Zrika is Asur because of Muktza, or because it's Soveya, because you're dying the Mizveya. Umichu Krevav, right? What's it called? Taking out the insides, Vaktoris Chalavav, and burning the parts that you burnt on the Mizbeah. All of that is Doche Shabbos. About Tzliyaso, roasting it, Vahadochas Krevav, and cleaning off the insides, Einam Doche Nasa Shabbos. All of that's not Doche Shabbos. You can do it after Shabbos. Harkavaso, Vahavaso, Mitzchutzutchum, to bring it from outside the tchum before on Shabbos. You didn't bring it before. The chatichas, your beltor, it has a mum. That is a mum over that you can cut off, and it'll be kosher. Ein dochen es haShabbos. All of that is not part of the carbon. That's hechsher of the carbon. That's something of preparation. All of that's not dochen Shabbos. Rav Elezer omer dochen. Rav Elezer says even the machshirim are also Docha Shabbos. Omer Rav Elezer v'alodinu. Rav Elezer said, I'll bring you Kal v'chomer that these things are Docha Shabbos too. Maim Shchita, Shehi Mishu Malacha Docha HaShabbos, Shchita, which is an Av Malacha on Shabbos, Nisa Daraisa. And that's Docha Shabbos, Elu, bringing the animal on Shabbos, or cutting off its wart, which are only Surah Drabonim. Elu Shemishum Shvus, Lo Yitkwes HaShabbos. Omer Le Rabbi Yeshua, Yomtif Yochiyah. Bring your right from Yomtif. That's things that are normally in Issa Doraisa or Mutter on Yomtif. And Yisrael Drabon and Rosher. Shitiru Bo Mishum Malacha. Malacha Sochel Nefesh is Mutter. A lot of cook on Yomtif. But also Big Mishum Shvus. There's a lot of things that are still awesome in the Drabon and on Yomtif. Omer Le Rabbi Lazer, Maza Yoshua, Maraya. Rishus the mitzvah. Over there we're talking about things that are only Rishus. So the Rabbanan asked them on Yomtif, and it was only Matar Ochel Nefesh, which is the Raisa Taka. But here, that's all Rishus. Here it's a mitzvah. Here you're enabling the Korban Pesach to be brought. Heshev Rabbi Akiva v'Omar, Rabbi Akiva answered Rabbi Elezer, Hazor Tochiyah. The person was Tomei on Erev Pesach. And he needed to have the last day of Mechatas, Poraduma, sprinkled on him, which is a shvus. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Shehimishum mitzvah, shehimishum shvus. It's a mitzvah. You're enabling the person to bring Korban Pesach. And it's only Nisa Drabanan to have Hazor on Shabbos. It's also Mesakin Gavra. It's like going to the mikvah on Shabbos when you're tummy. Right? It's a tikkum. Ve'eno dochas haShabbos. And it's not dochas Shabbos. Afato al titam aleilu sha'af al pishem yishum mitzvah v'hem yishum shvus v'yitvus haShabbos. Same thing, bringing the korban or whatever is only Nisra Drabbanan. It's enabling korban Pesach. It's a mitzvah. Still, it's awesome. Omer Rabbi Elezer v'oleh amidon. Right, I'll put that into the hopper also. U'mayim shchita shim yishum malacha dochas haShabbos. Here also, if shchita is dochas haShabbos by korban Pesach, Hazor Shimishum Shvus and Odin Shadokas HaShabbos. I hold that Hazor is also Dokas. Somebody on the seventh day of his tumma needs to have the Paraduma sprinkled on him. It happens even on Shabbos, so he can bring the carbon the next day. Okay, let's see Rashi. It's over here. Eil Dvorim Dokas HaShabbos, Lekami Bigmar Meforish Minolim. World, tell you how you know that carbon Pesach is Dokas HaShabbos. Shchitaso Zrikas Domo. He etcher of the yom has to be during the daytime. To see the yom tzavoso v'hakriv is korbanayim the yom below belayla. So mamela you can't do it the night afterwards, and you can't do it the day before because it's not erev Pesach. And everybody here speaks about this Rashi. Why does Rashi have to say that the Shechita has to be in the day because of the Yom Tzav also. All Korbanos have to be brought in the day. Korban Pesach can't be brought any other time than Bein Harbayim. So what do you need a special Pasuk for? Pashtus Rashi just brought a Pasuk that's more universal. Michui Kreva, the first part of a time is Shloya Srichu. Right? You're allowed to take out the insides of the animal that shouldn't spoil. Tzliyosov Adochas Kreva Vein Dochin. The Efshem Mishatechshach, all those things can be done after Shabbos. Harkavosu al Kosif Adam, to carry it, to bring it, Ladio Lazara Derech Rishus Harabim. Afal Pishenu al Yisru Shvus to Rabbanan, the Kaimalan Chai Nosi Yis Atzmo. Here it's Mashmah Yerushalayim, like we said, was in Rishus Harabim. It's talking after they broke through the walls, and carrying it is still only Nisru to Rabbanan, because Chai Nosi Yis Atzmo. Ain docha, still it's not docha. The Havi Lemedon Yasu should have done the day before. The Chain Havasu Michutz L'Tchum. You should have brought the animal before Shabbos. These things didn't have to be done on Shabbos. The Chatichas Yabelto Varua, it's a wart. The Chotcha B'tziparnav B'shinav. And if you cut it with your fingernails or with your teeth, Ainu El Shvus, only this is Rabbanan. If you cut it with a knife, so it's an Isser of what's it called, of Gozes, of shearing. But if you do it with your teeth or you do it with your fingernails, it's only in the Siddur Rabbanan because it's Shalok HaDerech. Shechita Sheyasura B'chul B'Shabbos Mishumisra Malacha Gemura. Shechita is an Av Malacha. Shari Ba'avos Malacha Simenuya. Afal Pikein Dochas HaShabbos HaPesach. Still, you're out of Shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. Lo Yitchu, these things bit me are only Yisurid Rabbanan. Surely they should be Dochas. Yantif Yochir, Shitirbo Shchito, Bishol Shuab Malacha. On Yantif, you're allowed to do things that normally are Malacha. Letzorech Ochol Nefesh, Umutarim Lehegit, Vasrubo Lahavi Dor Michutz Lutchum, Ula Ochlo. Yet they ask the story to Rabbanan when it comes to eating. You can't bring something Michutz Lutchum to eat it. However, who Efshel Amiaslo, since you could have done it before Yantif. They Abba got it Tchum in the Rabbanan, even though Tchum is only the Rabbanan. So you see that it's possible for things to be awesome at the Rabbanan and other things that are normally awesome in the Torah be mutter, and it's no contradiction. Or it says, not marai or reshus the mitzvah. Over there it's just a reshus. It's not a mitzvah. So things that are awesome at the Rabbanan and only reshus are awesome. Things that are awesome in the Torah normally, l'tzorech ochol nefesh, even reshus, is mutter on yomtiv. Achilas heged reshusi. V'tzorech gavoa mitzvah. Here we're talking about karbonis. Here we're talking about something that's kulo mitzvah. In Hamidu Chachonim Isra Shvus Shalohem B'Makom Rishus Yamidei Oach Makom Mitzvah Bitnir. Just because by Yomtiv the Rabbanan said the Yisurei the Rabbanan applied, right? That's for Rishus, but they wouldn't keep those Yisurei the Rabbanan B'Makom Mitzvah. Hazor Tochiach Shi Mitzvah. So Rabbi Akiva said, I'll bring you proof. B'Tamei Mei Shechol Shvi Shalom Yos B'Shabbos Erev Pesach. B'Tamei Mei Shu seventh day, the last sprinkling of the Parah Adumah, was on Shabbos, which was Erev Pesach. If you sprinkle on him, he can go to the mikveh and bring Korban Pesach. Right? He sends somebody else to bring it. That night he's already fit to eat. So he eat the Korban. He sends somebody else to shecht it. Shim lo yas, lo yas epischa. Ve'afilu hachi enu nitcha. Still, you're not allowed to have that sprinkling done, since it's the Rabbanan. The hachi shaminim le Rabbi Akiva. Lo dachi, Rabbi Akiva was makabal, but it's not docha. So he brought it as a proof. Ve'hazor shvusu. It looks like you're fixing up this person. And people will come to fix up other things, which are us. So it's only this to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Lezer said, I argue on you in that too. I hold that Hazor is mutter. Just like you're allowed to bring the korban if you didn't bring it. Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to have Hazor on Erev Shabbos too. From the exact same Kavachomer, I learned that Hazor is Mutter. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, O Chiluf. Well, maybe the opposite. Umayim Hazor Hashim Yishum Shvus, Eino Tochas HaShabbos. Since I have a Kabbalah, then Hazor is not Tochas HaShabbos. So maybe we should learn from that a Kavachomer that Shechit is also not Tochas HaShabbos. If Hazor is not Tochas, surely Shechit is Shechit Yishim Yishum Alach, Eino Din Shvot Tidchas HaShabbos. Amar lo Belezer Akiva, Hakarta Mashikosu Batorah. If you're going to learn this Kavachomer, then you're taking away what the Torah said, B'Moado, Bein B'Chol, Bein B'Shabbos. That Korban Pesach has to be brought to Moado, it doesn't make a difference what that day is, Chol or Shabbos. There's a Beferish heter in the Torah to bring Korban Pesach. Amar lo Rebbe, haveli moed le'elu k'moed l'shchita. So therefore, now Rabbi Akiva, he ensnared Rabbi Lezer. He told him, maybe taka shchita's asr. So Rabbi Lezer said, no, what are you talking about? Shchita for sure is mutter, because it has to be memoado on the proper time. There's no other time. It has to be Erev Pesach. He says, that's the case. Then bringing it and doing these other things doesn't have a set time. You could do it Erev Yom Tov too, Erev Shabbos too. So klalom Rabbi Akiva, therefore Rabbi Akiva said, that's exactly what I'm saying. Kol malacha she'efshala sosum Erev Shabbos in adochas ha-Shabbos. Any malacha that you could have done regarding the Korban Pesach Erev Shabbos is not dochas Shabbos. Like bringing it and whatever. Shchita she'efshala sos, or something you could do mostly Shabbos, is not dochas Shabbos. But something that has to be done on Shabbos, can't be done earlier, it can't be done later, that's what's dochas Shabbos. Shchita she'efshala sosum Erev Shabbos dochas ha-Shabbos. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva o chiluf o ani achlif hadin. Maybe you should learn the other way. The pshitali the hazom akva. I know for sure that you can't do hazom. So let's learn the kal v'chomer the other way. The althina be kal v'chomer mina l'shchita shita'akim, that you can't do shchita. So Rabbi Lezer said, what are you talking about? It's a pasuk in the Torah, b'mo'ato. You make the korban pesach in its proper time no matter what. The yasu b'nei Yisrael sa pesach b'mo'ato. Hagadi moi leil, so if that's the case, that you admit that we learn it from the Moado, then how can you include these other things which don't have to be done on that day? Shuzman kavulahin, kamosha kavula shrita, hilgach kivin to lokfialuzman, and those things don't have a set time. They can be done earlier, or some of them later. Umachi lamevid lumeesh malodachu, vazonami lami gufe de pesachi, vloksi bamoi. So Rashi now says, l'chora, but the hazor, if it falls out on Shabbos, is the time you have to do it. You can't do it any other time. Because if you don't make the Hazor today, you won't have Korban Pesach. And it has to be done on the seventh day. So they say, no, but it's not that it always has to coincide with Shabbos. Erev Pesach, when it falls on Shabbos, that's it. It has to be done on that day. But the Hazor, if you start it early or you go over it later, it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. It could be done on a different day too. Except if you don't do it now on Shabbos, you won't be able to bring Korban Pesach. That's only incidental. That has nothing to do with the Etzem Hazor itself. Doesn't have to be Dafka on Shabbos. You could wait till Sunday and make the Hazor too. Doesn't have to be Dafka on that day. And if the person became Tommy on a different day, it could have been any other day in the week that he could make Hazor. It's not something where the coincidence of Shabbos and the Halacha are ironclad together. It's just a coincidence. A coincidence doesn't count. That kind of thing is not Dafka Shabbos. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Halacha zu nis'almed me b'seira. This halacha evaded b'nei b'seira, forgot it. Whether pam achas chol arbos olios b'Shabbos, one time, the 14th of Nisan fell on Shabbos, Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, shoku v'lo yodu in Pesach dochus haShabbos in lav. They didn't remember. They were the Nisian, and they didn't remember what to say. They didn't remember if Korban Pesach is dochus haShabbos or not. So they asked, does anybody know? Anybody have a Masorah whether Pesach is Dochas Shabbos or not? Rashi halacha zu Pesach Dochas Shabbos b'nei b'seira nesiim hoyu. So the first of all, the question is, how can they forget? The Maisa of Misana Erev Pesach fell a lot of times on Shabbos. How can all in Bayis Sheni they had shailas whether what's it called whether Erev Pesach is Dochas Shabbos? Never happened. That's something that that they shouldn't know from experience. What? Yeah, I'm saying, but they forgot. They forgot that limud. They didn't have a gemara like we do. They could look it up, right? So they had it all about pair. They forgot it. You can forget a halacha, but if something happens constantly, right? Every few years, Mustam Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. How come they didn't know? How? When did, all of a sudden the question came up? So the Yerushalmi says. And the Chassam Sofer explains it the following way. He says that all the years they avoided, since they were Makavish al Piyariya, they didn't have a calendar. They avoided Erev Pesach coming on Shabbos. They shouldn't have a problem. They always made the calendar work out that it didn't happen. And this one year, because the Rabban Shalom wanted Hillel to be put as the Nasi, he made them, that worked out that they couldn't, they forgot to make the calendar work out, and boom, then it was Erev Pesach with Shabbos. They didn't, for whatever reason, it evaded them not making the calendar work out properly. So for the first time in maybe hundreds of years, Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. They didn't know. Right? They didn't remember what they did the last time it fell on Shabbos. And some say that the B'nai B'Seira were Nesiim, but they weren't great Talmidei Chachamim. That's why they didn't know. Others say that they were Talmidei Chachamim. They just forgot the Halacha. And the way the Shalmi says, Mashmah, the Rabban Shalom made them forget the Halacha. In order that Hillel should be able to be advanced. There are people who are called Ben B'Seira. There was Rabbi Yeshua Ben B'Seira and Rabbi Yehuda Ben B'Seira. So some say that those were the, what's it called, those were the people we're talking about. And others say they weren't necessarily B'nai B'Seira. Those were not B'nai B'Seira. B'nai B'Seira was the name of a place, and they were, the Nesiim came from there. And they were not necessarily Talmidei Chachamim. The others ask, L'chora, what's it called? Pesach Midbar. The first year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, you figure out when they left Mitzrayim and when everything was done, the Mishkan was put up. We know days of the week that those things happen. So it works out that the second Pesach they kept, the first Pesach in the Midbar, was on Shabbos. That was Pesach Shekol B'Shabbos. They made it. That's what it says. They called Pesach. And it fell out on Shabbos. So why didn't they learn from that? So they say that was a special halacha. Really, they shouldn't have brought a Korban Pesach in the Midbar at all. They only brought it one year. All the other years in the Midbar, there was no Korban Pesach because their kids weren't Gemalim. So there was no Korban Pesach until they came into Eretz Israel. And that one Korban Pesach was a special halacha. So maybe that was Alpi Adibur. That year it was on Shabbos, but not regularly. Since that was a special Korban Pesach anyway. They, another thing that they explain, why they, what's it called, how they forgot this halacha, what did they think? They knew that in the first Beis HaMikdash, Korban Pesach was Docha Shabbos. But they thought that's only when Korban Pesach is a din of a Korban Tzibur. When all Jews are in Eretz Yisrael, and they bring Korban Pesach together, then has a din of a Korban Tzibur. But in the time of Ezra, not all Jews came back to Eretz Yisrael. So they thought maybe it doesn't have a din of a Korban Tzibur anymore, maybe it's not Docha Shabbos. The Or Sameach said that the difference was they knew that in Bayis Rishon they talk about Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But they thought in Bayis Sheni was different because Tosfos holds if you don't own land, you don't have to bring Korban Pesach. Just like if you don't own land, you don't make Aliyah L'Regel. So somebody who doesn't own land doesn't bring Korban Pesach. Menela, you don't have to be Docha Shabbos. Be Machker your land. You won't own land, you won't bring the Korban. Zephshel Kaim Shneim. Not to be Machal Shabbos, not to have to bring Korban Pesach. In Bayis Sheni you could do that because there was no Yovel. But in Bayis Rishon there was a Yovel. Even if you're Machker the land, it's going to come back to you. So you still have a schus on the land. In the mail, it's not possible to be Machker your land completely because you're going to get it back during Yovel. So that only applied during Bayis Rishon. The mail, there was no way of getting out of Korban Pesach, so they brought it on Shabbos. But in Bayis Sheni they were considering maybe everybody should Machker their land, and that way they, what's it called, will be able not to have to bring Korban Pesach on Shabbos. What? Well, okay, even Mahedish comes back in on land. Makdish the land. I don't know. I hear. So that's Or Sameach. The others say that there was a Svara that maybe the Rabbanim would go to Shemi Abirenu. Right? And then the answer was no, it's something that's Mefurish in the Torah. Maybe they noticed that the question wasn't whether you're allowed to bring Korban Pesach in the Torah. But was there an issur the Rabbanan not to do it? Just like we don't read Megillah on Shabbos or bring a Brosh Shofar on Shabbos or Esrog and Lulav. Maybe they asked for bringing Korban Pesach on Shabbos. They weren't sure. They didn't remember that. And the Pnei Yeshua says that they knew you could check the Korban Pesach. They weren't sure if you could be Makriv de Emurim. Since you could do that Motzei Shabbos, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? And that was the Shaila. And since that's something only the Kohanim did, not everybody knew, and therefore it was something that could be forgotten. Okay. So they ask, does anybody know? Amr Lohem Adam Echad Yesh Olam Yibavel Behilu HaBavlishmo. There's a person who recently came from Bavel, and his name is Hillel. Sheshimish Shnei Gedolei Ador Shmaya Atalian. He was a Talmud of the two Gedolei Ador Shmaya Atalian. The Yodei and Pesel Tochus HaShabbos. He would know this halacha. Imlav. Shalchu the Korolo. So he called for Hillel. Amrlo kluma to yodei ma pesach dochas Shabbos. Do you have any Kabbalah? Do you have any limud of pesach dochas Shabbos or not? In lav amrlohem v'chi pesach echad yeshlanu b'shana shadochas Shabbos. There's only one pesach that's dochas Shabbos. V'alo har b'yosim masayim sochim yeshlanu b'shana shadochas Shabbos. The korban atonim, the korban musaf. We know every Shabbos is dochas Shabbos, and it's no different the reason why it's dochas Shabbos from korban pesach. Amr lo minayin lecha. How do you know that's Docha Shabbos? How do you know the Korban Tumim is Docha Shabbos? Amr lohem nemer moado b'pesach. The nemer moado b'tumim. It says the moado has to be done in its proper time, no matter what. Just like it says moado by the Korban Tumim. Ma moado ha'omer b'tumim Docha Shabbos. Af moado ha'omer b'pesach Docha Shabbos. Just like the moado of the Tumim tells me that it's Docha Shabbos, the same thing the Mo'ado of Korban Pesach is also Docha Shabbos. Rashi. V'chi Pesach Echad, Amar Lohen Hillel, V'chi Pesach Echad Yeshlam Shadokas HaShabbos, V'alo Yosim Osayim Pesachim Yeshlam Shadokas HaShabbos. Klomar, Yosim Osayim Korbanos Yeshadokas Shabbos B'shama. It's clear there are over 200 Korbanos that are Docha Shabbos. Chamishim Shabbosos HaShana, 50 Shabboses in the year, that's 50 korbanos, korban tamid, right? Each one, 2 korban tamids, that's 100. B'chol Shabbos, the Shabbos, arba kvasim, shnayim l'tmidim, shnayim l'safim, right? That's itself 200. 4 animals at Yeshet, on Shabbos. 2, what's it called, for the tamid, and 2 for the korban musaf. Harim Masai. Levad Shabbos shebesoch Pesach, uvesoch hachad, and Shabbos Cholamoy Pesach and Shabbos Cholamoy Sukkos shekol craving bohem musaf hayom. There's extra musaf. It's more than 200. Shivas tloim b'Pesach v'arbos ar l'chad. 7 on Pesach and 14 on Sukkos. So it's more than 200. Ma mo'adu hanemer b'tomid l'kameh parach tomid gufei minolu. Why do you know korban tomid stoch haShabbos? Okay. V'od kal v'chomer. Another thing, I'll bring you a kal v'chomer. Aside from the fact that it says mo'ado b'tesach, it's a kal v'chomer. U'mat tomit she'en on ishkolish, tochas haShabbos, if the korban atomit, right, which is not chayv koris if you don't bring a tomit, and it's tochas haShabbos, pesach shon ishkolish in odish, tochas haShabbos, miyad hu shivu barosh, u'minu nasi alim. They made him the head, they made him the nasi, because he knew the salach and nobody else did. And he was darshing the whole day in Hilchos HaPesach, reminding them of other halachas. So he started to start up with them and to shtach them, right? That they didn't know. Omer lohem, mi gorem lohem, she'el mi bavel ve'ye nasi aleichem. What caused me to come from Bavel and to end up being the nasi over you? Atz l'shehoysa b'chem, because you were lazy. That you didn't serve the two Gedolei Ador like I did, and you would have known the Salach, and you could still be the Nasiyim. You didn't have to make me the Nasi. Right? But you were too lazy to go and follow Shmaya and Naftalim, to learn from them. Right? You weren't Machshev, the Gedolei Ador. So Memela, what's it called? That's why you ended up low on the totem pole, and I became the Nasi. Amrullo Rebbe, Shachach lo heavy sack in Erev Shabbos Mahu. So they asked him, what happens if somebody tomorrow, right, or when Pesach falls on what's it called on Shabbos this year, and he forgets to bring the knife? What does he do? So the Chasam Sofer says, why don't they just use the knives that were in the Beis Hamikdash? He says, you can't do that. Because once you shech the korban, the knife is boleya. When you shech, it's hot. The Beis HaShrita is Roseach. And it's Balea from the Korban Pesach. Nobody else could use that knife that day. Because you can't, one Korban Pesach is Pasul from another Korban Pesach. Right? You can't eat somebody else's Korban Pesach. So if you have some Ablea from this Korban Pesach in your Korban Pesach, it becomes awesome. So they couldn't use the same knife for two Korban Pesachs on the same day. So everybody had to bring their own knife. So what if you forgot to bring the knife? What? Because there's a bliya from a korban pesach that you're not money on. You can only be shalom. What?
It's money shalom. It's okay.
No, you can't eat a korban pesach. Not what you're shechting it for. You can't eat somebody else's korban pesach. It's also to eat another korban. You're eating part of somebody else's korban pesach.
Okay.
the bleed. Amar lahen halacha zu shamati v'shachati. Tak, I learned that, but I forgot. He was punished that he was starting up with them. Yavahanech lahen l'Yisrael, amein neviyim hem, b'nei neviyim hem. We'll see what Yidden do, what the minig is. The minig is also important. They go after the minig of, what's it called, Klal Yisrael, or Noig something, Mestama, that's Yad Hashem, that they were Noig like that. L'machar, Misha Pischo, Tler, Tocho, Betzimro. Next day they saw the people who brought a sheep, they put the knife in the tzemer. So they weren't, oh, it wasn't his, the Malacha Deraisa, because it's Shalok Kederach. And that they allowed them to do, because without that they couldn't shech Korban Pesach. Misha Pischo, Gedi, Tocho, Ben Karno. That was the Malacha. The Rabbanim were not Omami Divrayim if you forgot the knife. You could bring it in a way that was only awesome of the Rabbanim. Raw Maisav in his Kralacha. So Hillel saw this and he remembered Taka, that was Alacha. But Omar Kachmi Kublani mi Pishmai Vartalyim, that Taka, that if you forgot the knife, you can bring it in a way that's only in Issur Rabbanan. Even though other Issur Rabbanan, they were a matter, this they were, the Rabbanan were a matter.
Shmai Vartalyim were in Eretz Yisrael or in Bobri?
Mistama, they were in Eretz Yisrael. But he came, right? He came, he didn't go make Aliyah, he came to learn Eretz Yisrael by Shmai and Vartalyim. Okay, Rashi. Well, Yoshi, the Dorish Kederes Hanasi Yosef. The Nasi, what's it called? He was the one now who started teaching the halachas of Korban Pesach. The Kanfer Lashon Knita V'Yitzavim. He made him feel bad. He shtocked them. He what's it called? He rebuked them. Ma'u Havas Sakin En Odocha Do'efshel Mevet Me'esmol Ma'yasa. Right, the actual bringing of the sock in is only a nachsha. You can't do an issa deraisa by bringing it. So what happens? Shemati v'shachati, the common first time. B'nei neviim hein v'tiru mayasu. Let's see what they do. Right, don't know what to do. L'macha barbasa b'shabes shepischo kler tachav lo b'tzimro as a sakin. Mishepischo gdi shein lo tzimro l'seir. If they brought a goat, doesn't have a lot of fleece. It just has hair. You can't put the socket in the hair. She'en yochel tochel b'tzimro, tochel lo ben karna, they put it between the corns. The aims of masri, lavro lo mishum shvises behem, tell the chords in Isidoraisa, to make your animal do malacha. The lav urche b'chi hai malacha, that's shlokaderech. The same way you're not over shlokaderech, making your animal do a malacha, shlokaderech is only the rabban. The inzeh hi biu sakinim, that's how they brought the knives. And they weren't gozer on this Isidoraisa, as they were gozer on the other ones, we'll explain later why. Roa Hillel Zeh Maisa Shasu V'Nizkar Halacha Kach Shamati Enechanami, that was Takad Halacha Kach Mikublani Shekach Halacha Kamo Shasu Elu. Okay, Omar Mar, now we're going to go back to the rayas that he brought that Korban Pesach Adot HaShabbos Nemer Moado B'Pesach V'Nemer Moado B'Tomit. It says Moado by what's it called by Korban Pesach, just like it says Moado by Korban Atomit. Ma moado amr v'tomid dochas haShabbos, ach moado amr pesach dochas haShabbos. Where it says v'tomid gufei menolim dochas haShabbos. Just from the fact that it says the moado, how do I know that that's also on Shabbos? Maybe you bring the korban pesach in its proper time, except for Shabbos. Ilei mamishum nechsiv b'moado. If the reason is because it says the word moado, and you think the word moado means all the time, regardless of what day of the week it is, then pesach no meyuchsiv b'moado. We have to learn pesach from tomid. It says the same word by Pesach. And if the word Mo'ado means all the time, regardless of the day of the week, then by Pesach it means the same thing. You don't have to learn it from Korban Tamid. Learn it from itself. Ela Mo'ado lo mashmalei hacha. Right? Lo mashmalei. Hachanami Mo'ado lo mashmalei. Ela mai, the word Mo'ado doesn't necessarily mean you bring it all the time. It means you bring it in its proper time if it's not Shabbos. If it is Shabbos, not. There's no mashmos of the word mo'ado that you dafka bring it on Shabbos. So if that's the case, then by Korban HaTzomit also there's no mashmos. So how do you know the Korban HaTzomit is Dochas Shabbos? That you should learn Pesach from it, Monifcha. If the word mo'ado means even on Shabbos and that's how you know the Tzomit's Dochas, then you don't need to learn from the Tzomit, learn from the fact that it says mo'ado by Pesach. And if the word mo'ado by Pesach doesn't necessarily mean on Shabbos, then it doesn't mean that by Tzomit either. So how can you learn it out altogether? Elo makra. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato al Olas HaTomid. Says the Pharaoh should bring the Musaf of Shabbos on Shabbos. right? There's no time to bring a Musaf of Shabbos. So that's for sure Dalcha Shabbos. And it says, Al Olasa Tamid, in addition to the Olasa Tamid. That means on Shabbos you bring a Tamid. Fairish in the Torah. Right? Ola the Tamid of Michlal, the Tamid Kreg of Shabbos. Mamela, now that we know that the carbon Tamid is brought on Shabbos, we learn from the word Moado that it says by Pesach, just like by Korban Tamid, that the Pesach is also brought on Shabbos. Omar Mar, the old Kavachomer. Now I'm going to tell you another limut. Not only do we learn from the word Moado, Xerish Shabbos, but a Kavachomer. Even if there wouldn't be a Xerish Shabbos, Moado, to learn Pesach from Tamid, you can learn from a Kavachomer from Tamid. Now that we know the Korban Tamid is not for Shabbos, you can make a Kavachomer the Korban Pesach is. Umat Tomid chain on his chorus dochas Hashabbos Pesach shav his chorus and addition dochas Hashabbos. Where it says no, ikal mifra. If it was only the kavachomer, you could slug up that kavachomer. Malat Tomid shekain toger. You know why Tomid is dochas Shabbos? Because it's constant. It's all the time. So we don't stop it even for Shabbos. The kolil, and also it's burned completely on the mizbeach. It's an ola, right? So that's why, what's it called? It's Docha Shabbos. But Korban Pesach is not Tadr, it's once a year. And it's also not Kolil, you eat most of it. Maybe that's not Docha Shabbos. Omer Lahu, Kal Vachomer Omer Lahu Bereisha Upirchua. So that's what they did. First they told him the Kal Vachomer. And then they shrugged it up. The Bnei B'Seira said, no, there's no raya from there. Maybe you don't learn a Kavachomer from Tamid. And then he brought the Xerish Shavah. But Hadar Amalu Xerish Shavah. Gemara says, the Chimiyakar, the Gomer Xerish Shavah, Kavachomer Lamali. Why did Rabbi Kiyav say both things? Once he knew he must have known there was a Xerish Shavah, he didn't get the Xerish Shavah at that moment. He had to get it from his Rebbe. So he knew there was a Xerish Shavah. So why do you have to tell him the Kavachomer altogether? Ela Lididu Ka'amar Lahu, Bishlam Xerish Shavah Gomishli. He said to them, look, I was Makabo from my rebellion, a Xerish Shavah. So I don't have any problem. I have a Xerish Shavah, Moado, Korban Talmud, we know is Docha Shabbos, Korban Pesach is. You obviously weren't Makabo from your rebellion, this Xerish Shavah. You can't make it up on your own. So for you, don't have that Xerish Shavah, I'll tell you Kavachomer. And they told him the Kavachomer doesn't work. So we're going to have to be somech on your Xerish Shavah that you are from your Rebbe. We didn't hear B'tavka, there is no Xerish Shavah. We just never heard about it. So we'll makabel from you, the Xerish Shavah. They ain't got him done Xerish Shavah miyatzmo. And the Kavachomer got him done miyatzmo, he boy lechu lemeva. Lemaisa, you didn't get the Xerish Shavah. I can't have time is that you didn't know the Xerish Shavah. You didn't learn it. But a Kavachomer you could do on your own. Why didn't you learn the Kavachomer? Amrulei, Kavachomer prichu. They said, Kavachomer is no Kavachomer. We can refute your Kavachomer. But if you want to tell us it's Xerish Shavah, which we didn't learn, we're makabel that you're makabel that Xerish Shavah. Rashi. Pesach nami ksibe b'moado, velo shamas leminei. Now you don't learn Pesach directly from the word moado that it's Docha Shabbos, because if you did, what do you need the Korban Tamid for? Mitamid yavas, you're learning from the Korban Tamid. Elal korchach min the boys lemelach mitomid lo mishtama lohu dechiyah Shabbos da amri b'moado dekomer v'zman hetera komer hacha b'tomid nomi lo mashm lohu menale manavshach. If the word moado means even on Shabbos, then learn Pesach from the word moado, not from Korban Tamid. And if it doesn't mean, how do you know Korban Tamid is Docha Shabbos? Elam akra, we know that Korban Tamid is Docha Shabbos are a different pasuk. The musafim ola Shabbos b'shabbato al ola satomid. Levad me olas atomid. In addition to olas atomid, I'm a tomid. Nami dochi. They bring a carbon tomid on Shabbos. Omer mar va'od kal v'chomer pirchua. Maha pircha shekain kol shekain tadir. So he told him a kal v'chomer that if we know that carbon tomid is docha Shabbos, kal v'chomer pesa because it's chayiv koris. And they said no kal v'chomer because there's things that the carbon tomid has that are more chomer than the pesa. It's not eaten. It's totally burnt on the mizbeach, and it's tadir. You bring it all the time. The chimiachar de gomim rabosach zereh shavah zu lekach bo de kaimelon ein lo dong zereh shavah miatzmo elkein mitzkablo ubo mi sinai the dilma krala milsach risa. So you can't make up your own zereh shavahs. There has to be a kabbalah that these words were meant to teach you a zereh shavah. The kivin dukach kibo harihu kamoshe nifta begufu beferish. He was makabel that. It's as if the Torah said the Feirish. These two words are meant to learn from each other. It's as if the Torah said, learn the Tommy, the Pesach from the Tommy that it's Loka Shabbos. The Lomale Kavachomer, Shudorah Smorah, Mitaik, and Limud. What is in the Kavachomer? It's unnecessary. You already have a Limud directly from the Torah that it's okay. Why do you have to learn something from your own Smorah? Hawking Comer, Noid Xerah Shavah Kamrisi, said to them, you obviously didn't learn this Xerah Shavah, and you can't make it up on your own, so you can't learn it from there. Right? For that you need me. But why did you need me altogether? You could have learned from a Kavachomer. You should have known. It says Betharish in the Torah, you can bring the Korban Talmid, and it's a Kavachomer from that you can bring Korban Pesach. Why didn't you learn that on your own? Right? Lo Gamrisim Rabba Seichem, Xerah Shavah, Tzricha Rav. For Xerah Shavah, you need a Rebbe. The ain't on them don't Xerah Shavah Mihatzma. Certain things you need a Masorah. You can't do it on your own. Right? You need a Masorah. Elim Kane, Lom Demirah, but that you have to learn from a Rebbe. And a Kavachomer, you could learn on your own. Why didn't you learn it on your own? Amrlo Kavachomer, Diyisbe Lo Dainina. Your Kavachomer is no Kavachomer. The Prichahu, you can refute it. Kedamorin, she can't tell her. Because it's not a Kavachomer to Korban Pesach, because Korban Atomit has some things over Korban Pesach that Korban Pesach doesn't have over the Korban Atomit.